to finalize their first overall pick, go through all the options and see, is it going to be Kyler Murray, which a lot of people expect?
Yeah, there are no sure things in the NFL draft, but to me, Nick Bosa is a sure thing.
Taken down, Quinn and Williams.
Gotta get out of bounds, Murray. Still moving, wow! Look at the speed! Kyler Murray, touchdown! OU, 67 yards!
Welcome to this week's edition of Kate's Takes. I'm your host, Kate Gillis. Lots of sports to talk about, but right now I'm just going to do really quick, really brief, stick with the NFL and NBA. NBA playoffs obviously going on. We got Game 4 Boston Celtics versus the Milwaukee Bucks today, 5 p.m. Arizona time. Something else I want to talk about first, NFL draft. I did not get to talk about it last week. Very briefly, I'll tell you why fraternities in intramurals might be the worst thing of all time. I tell you, I do not mind that fraternities are competitive. I do not mind that all of their teams have 20-plus players. I don't mind that. What I do have a problem with is how unnecessarily physical these guys seem to get, how riled up they seem to get over flag football. I don't know if they're just disappointed because things didn't pan out for them at the collegiate level, so now they got to take all that frustration and anger out on me. But to make it a long story short, I'm on defense. I'm trying to go for this guy's flag. He's coming straight at me. I expect him to slow down. Not only does he not slow down, this man speeds up, adds a spin, and elbow checks me right in my lip. I fall to the ground immediately. I think I got a concussion from it. And there was blood everywhere. It was spewing. My lip is still a little swollen. I had to get stitches down inside my lip. I'm spitting everywhere. It's disgusting. I probably got to wipe the screen and the mic once I'm done here. But at least I'm able to talk. At least I'm able to talk. That's the only thing. And what I've been wanting to talk about is the NFL draft. Something I've been looking forward to all year was a really deep draft class. There's a lot of value deep in the NFL draft. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. A lot of good players still available. And I'm going to this is my pick for who had the best NFL draft. And that goes to who had pick number one all the way throughout the rest of the draft. The Arizona Cardinals had one of the best drafts, if not the best, I had seen in the 2019 draft. They did not figure out their O-line issues that allowed 52 sacks last year. They didn't necessarily address that until the later rounds, but oh my goodness, everything else. They got the best quarterback. They got in the second round, they had Byron Murphy, who is a lot of people's top-ranked corner, fell to their laps in the second round. Third round, they get defensive end Zach Allen out of Boston College. Great pass rush. Third round, they're able to get Zach Allen. Fourth round, Hakeem Butler, who was a second-round grade, goes to them in the fourth round. Big frame, 6'5". Great, great value. And I think that's the key to the NFL draft. You're going to have a lot of talent. There's going to be a lot of talent on the board. You need to learn to not to reach for certain areas. You need to get the best value that you can at those positions. I think that's what it's all about. I think finding value is truly what separates smart GMs and ownerships to great ones. These are the guys, the Bill Belichicks, the ones who keep finding these guys in the later rounds of the draft who aren't going to be worth as much to their salary cap. And I think they clearly got the best quarterback in the draft. Wasn't even close. Wasn't even a question. I think so many GMs and coaches and teams get so scared. They get so hesitant. They don't exactly know who they want at quarterback, and they overthink the process. Sometimes you don't have to overthink it. It's just as simple as that. Sometimes you don't have to overthink it. I think Kyler Murray was a clear choice. 42 touchdowns to only 7 interceptions, 69% completion percentage, 199 passer rating. This was the guy. I don't care how tall he is. I don't care how short he is. His commitments to baseball and football. No. He was the best quarterback. And I said it last year. Baker Mayfield was easily the most accurate quarterback. Easily the most consistent quarterback. You draft that guy. You don't let him get out of your grasp. And the Browns clearly made the right decision in that regard. And I think the Arizona Cardinals, even though he's going to have some struggles because of their offensive line issue, made the right choice. Now, moving on to the NBA. NBA playoffs are going on. Lots of great games. Eastern Conference, it's really up to anybody. Anyone could come out of the Eastern Conference. I think that's what makes it so special. Warriors are being dominant. Rockets can't climb themselves out of this hole. They're so focused on the referees and the calls they're not getting that they're slipping down into a 2-0 lead. Could possibly go down 3-0. I think they will win their first game at home, but I see the Warriors taking it in 5. But the biggest topic that I could take from this playoff so far is Toronto Raptors point guard Kyle Lowry once again coming up short in the postseason. Scored only 7 points in Game 3 against the Sixers. Earlier this postseason, had a game in which he scored 0 points. Last postseason, had a game in which he scored 3 points. It's just consistency. His inconsistent consistency is truly what worries me. And if I'm the Toronto Raptors, it worries my future going forward. I can't imagine Kawhi, even if he digs himself out of this hole, is going to want to deal with this going forward. Because I truly don't believe that the Toronto Raptors can legitimately win with Kyle Lowry as their number 2 or even maybe number 3 option in the postseason. His numbers just drop drastically. And he has these games where they're not just bad, they are awful. So if I'm the Toronto Raptors, you don't really have much wiggle room. He still has 1 more year on his contract. You can't really trade him. You're not going to get a lot of assets in return for him. He's aging. So I don't know where Toronto goes from here, especially if they lose this series. I still have them winning this series. I originally had them winning in 6. It's looking tough. I don't know if they're going to be able to win 3 straight, but so far that's what I have them in. Maybe they could take it to 7 games, win it at Toronto. But they got to figure this out. Kyle Lowry, he's got to figure this out. And there's stars in other sports who struggle just as mightily in the postseason as Kyle Lowry does. Peyton Manning, that's one of his biggest criticisms, and he's a top 5, top 3 quarterback of all time. And he just couldn't seem to figure it out in the postseason for the most part. In 2006, when he won his first Super Bowl, he had a great supporting cast around him. He had a tremendous supporting cast around him. Throughout that entire postseason run, Peyton Manning threw just 3 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. 7 interceptions. 2015, Von Miller literally puts that old man on his back and carries him to another Super Bowl championship before he retires. I mean, Peyton Manning and his equivalent in baseball, Clayton Kershaw, he has these same issues. His ERA nearly doubles in the postseason. No matter, I don't know what it is. It's got to be something mental, because I don't think it's something physical. It's something that's gone on throughout their whole careers. But the difference is Kyle Lowry isn't a generational type talent like Peyton Manning and Clayton Kershaw. You know, he's a 5-time All-Star. He's a stud, but he's nowhere near the talent or the generational athlete that a Peyton Manning or Clayton Kershaw are. So if you're Toronto, you have no obligation to try to hold on to him, because you know by now what you're going to get in the postseason. You know, it's We see it year after year after year. And at what point do you just close the book? You know, are you guys in here for regular season wins? Or are you guys in here to make a deep postseason run? I don't think you guys are going to make a deep postseason run with Kyle Lowry refusing to show up for games. I think it's as simple as that. All right, but that's enough of my ranting to get today. Still kind of slurring my words. Maybe next week my lip will be, the swelling will be completely gone. Been on antibiotics for like the past week straight. Taking 4 pills a day. Super annoying. Haven't been able to eat what I want. That's the worst thing. You know, you could, if you're playing me in any competitive sport, athletic, you know, you could throw names at me. You could insult me. You can do whatever you could just go all out. But when I can't eat the food that I want, oh, there's going to be problems. There's going to be real problems. Anyway, you're listening to Cade's Weekly Takes. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you guys next week.